This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for May 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The shuttle Atlantis, on its final mission, docked with the International Space Station yesterday morning. A 6.5-hour spacewalk is scheduled for this morning. That Icelandic volcano closed UK airports again yesterday, including London Heathrow, last night. Britain's new government says forget about a third runway at London Heathrow. There won't be any expansion at Gatwick or Stansted either. NTSB says a veteran pilot died during a fire-spotting mission when he got too low and slow in a Skymaster and succumbed to a stall spin. Angry residents have sicked Congressman Henry Waxman on the FAA to get relief from noisy new IFR departure routes from Santa Monica Airport. Two House subcommittees last week approved spending another $485 million to keep the F-136 engine program alive as an alternative for the Joint Strike Fighter. Canada is finally setting a deadline on the transition to the new 406 megahertz ELTs. They'll be mandatory on all aircraft flying in Canada. Boeing took two captains from All Nippon Airways along for a test flight in the Dreamliner last week. They came back all smiles. The first delivery will still be 2 years late. The number of passengers departing North American airports in the year 2009 was down 5.9% to 1.46 billion departures. The FAA wants to fine Continental Airlines another $325,000 for another alleged maintenance violation. And Delta has a new SkyMiles card. Use it to buy your ticket, and they waive the $25 fee for the first bag. The annual fee on the card is $95. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves warns that pilots of airplanes with unknown behavior and spins mustn't allow themselves to be scared away from practicing slow flight. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.